Well, China has seen an exponential increase of its grain imports last year. The amount of wheat, corn and rice into the country imported from January to November 2012 soared 294% year on year. According to figures, China imported a combined total of more than 10 million tons of the three grains in the first 11 months of 2012. Responding to concerns over grain supply security, the Ministry of Commerce says that grain imports have remained within a reasonable range despite rapid expansion last year. The ministry added that such an amount only accounted for less than half of the country's combined annual quota for importing the three types of grain. Imports that exceed the quota are subject to much higher tariffs than those within. Moreover, the ministry argued that it had taken grain supply security and the possible impact of global markets into account when setting quotas. Well, for more on China's grain imports last year and the country's grain supply security, we cross to Cao San, who's CRI's financial commentator. Good morning.
Morning.
If I could start by asking you, these really quite extraordinary figures, the country's grain imports increase pretty much threefold in a single year. So what are the factors, if you could explain to our listeners, that are driving this dramatic upsurge in these imports?
Well, I think the most significant reason behind the surge in imports is the surge in demand. The supply of the grain domestically is very robust. You know, China has actually increased the output of grain in 2012. So the most significant reason is that as China develops its middle class, food consumption just skyrocketed. You know, a lot of Chinese, they demand better variety, more nutritious diet. So the demand for corn and wheat would easily go up, you know, as China, as Chinese middle class gets wealthier and spend more money on food. So I think surge in demand is the most significant reason.
Yes, that would be related, of course, to feed for livestock and presumably more people eating meat as well, I presume, because of that. Anyway, will this trend likely continue over the coming years? Are we likely to see this continue to increase?
Yes, you know, as China continues to develop the middle class and more people, like you said, eat meat, then the demand for food particularly would, you know, remain robust. So the key thing here is would supply keep up with the demand, right? And, you know, China is going through an urbanization process, and a lot of farmers are abandoning their farming jobs and trying to get jobs in the cities, migrant workers. And a lot of, you know, arable land has disappeared because of local governments' reliance on, you know, land transfer as source of revenue. So these factors could negatively affect the supply of food in the coming years. So the imports will remain strong. So I think these are the risks that we have to keep in mind.
Well, this is relatively new ground, of course, for China to be such a large importer of grain. So how? What about the security here? Because if they're really putting their eggs in this basket, if this really is it, how can China really weather the uncertainties of the imports in the future? Because as you said, the domestic potential is diminishing all the time.
Right. But I think at this point, you know, China remains safe for food supply, because, you know, although the imports have increased several fold last year, but again, the imports accounted for less than 2% of the domestic output. So it still constitutes a very small portion of Chinese food consumption. You know, China remains self-sufficient in a supply of food. They're just consuming more. So where does the extra consumption come from? It comes from imports. So as long as the domestic supply remains robust, I think, you know, China is safe in that area. But as you suggested, we need to be cognizant of those risks in the future.
Thank you very much there for your insights. That's CRI's financial commentator, Cao San.